Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Louisville Smoke Food and Spirits of Port Hope. With a full bar, family dining, and events throughout the summer, you need to see why Louisville Smoke is the best barbecue restaurant in the Thumb. As spring brings an increase in wildlife activity, experts are reminding the public that young animals found alone are usually not abandoned and should be left undisturbed. Fawns, young rabbits, and fledgling birds are often left by their parents for extended periods while adults search for food. Wildlife officials say this behavior is a natural survival strategy that helps keep predators from locating vulnerable young animals. People who encounter baby wildlife are encouraged to observe from a distance and avoid handling or relocating the animals unless they appear injured or are facing an immediate threat. In cases of injury, a licensed wildlife rehabilitator should be contacted. Many wild animals also nest near homes and businesses, taking advantage of locations that can offer protection from predators. Officials note that active bird nests, along with eggs and young birds, are protected under state and federal law. Disturbing or removing occupied nests without authorization can violate protections established under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Residents can help wildlife by keeping pets and children away from nests and young animals, and by preventing nesting in problem areas before eggs are laid. Wildlife experts say fledgling birds commonly spread or spend time on the ground while learning to fly and continue receiving care from their parents. Moving these birds can make it difficult for the adults to locate them. The overall message from conservation officials is simple. When it comes to baby wildlife, being alone does not necessarily mean being abandoned. Giving young animals space offers them the best opportunity to survive and thrive in their natural environment. And here on County Circuit Court hearing today, Judge Frill addressed the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Christopher Allen Smith. The hearing concerned the people's motion to revoke bond. Defendant Christopher Allen Smith was not present. His attorney, Michelle Arciev, informed the court that Smith is reportedly at Schurz Hospital emergency room experiencing chest pains and anxiety. This information was relayed by Smith's girlfriend, as the attorney had not yet spoken directly with her client. Chief Assistant Attorney David J. Wallace noted the prior issue, stating that Smith failed to complete a required test on May 30th, calling after hours to inquire about it. Wallace requested a bench warrant for Smith's failure to appear for and for documentation of his hospital visit. The defense attorney requested an adjournment to allow Smith to appear and to provide medical verification, asking the court not to issue a bench warrant. Judge Frill ruled that Smith must provide information to the court regarding his current medical state by 11:30 a.m. today. Failure to do so will result in a bench warrant being issued for his arrest. When we come back from this Louisville Smoke sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Are you looking for the best barbecue in the Thumb? Since 2022, Louisville Smoke has been voted the best barbecue and smokehouse restaurant in the Thumb every year. Experience the award-winning flavor for yourself by visiting Louisville Smoke in Port Hope at 4711 Kindy Road. Looking to bring the flavor to you instead? Great news! Louisville Smoke offers catering for your events. You and your guests deserve the best. You deserve Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. Choose from specialty soups, fresh salads, and a wide assortment of premium meats smoked to perfection, as well as seafood, Tex-Mex, and more. Call 989-428-3056. That's 989-428-3056. And when you place your order, make sure to sign up for the rewards program for exclusive offers and discounts on the best food in the Thumb. Follow Louisville Smoke on Facebook for pop-up events, daily specials, and more. That's Louisville Smoke, 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, A Huron County bridge project that was started this month isn't expected to be completed until late July. Maintenance work is being done to the Limerick Road Bridge over the Pinnebog River between Champaign and Grasmere Roads. Some of the work that will be done to the bridge is patching, sealing, and beam patching. While the work is being done, Limerick Road will be closed to through traffic, with a detour directing traffic to use Champaign, Kindy, and Grasmere Roads. And that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoking Food and Spirits of Port Hope. With a full bar, family dining, and events throughout the summer, you need to see why Louisville Smoke is the best barbecue restaurant in the Thumb.